You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. Google revealed a slew of new products at its annual developer conference this week, like its new Pixel Flip Phone. I mean, Fold Phone. I guess we're calling them Fold Phones now. But it was artificial intelligence that stole the show, from new search integrations and updates to its Bard chatbot to an automatic translation dubbing service. Google is clearly going big on AI as it tries to fend off competition from Microsoft and OpenAI. It's part of a strategy to be bold and responsible, says James Manyika. He's Google's senior vice president of technology and society.
We are trying to be bold, meaning we're trying to focus on what are the most impactful ways that AI can benefit people, businesses, society. We also want to take the responsible part pretty seriously, partly because, you know, AI is still an emerging technology. And as such, we need to be very mindful about the risks, the challenges, the complexity that come with it. Those two ideas, being bold and responsible, while they may sound like they're in tension, we actually think we can embrace both of those and, you know, make productive use of that tension. That's what we're trying to do.
I mean, this is a space where there is such a striking divergence in views, even among, I would say, leaders in the field. You know, you have people imagining amazing medical breakthroughs, you know, rising standards of living on one hand, and then others literally warning about destroying civilization. I mean, how are you thinking about balancing the risks and the benefits of these tools?
The benefits are, in fact, something we're very excited about. But we have to balance that together by thinking about the risks and the challenges and the responsibility. I mean, let me describe some of the things we are paying particular attention to.
Yeah, what keeps you up at night?
Yeah, so we think a lot about several kinds of risks and challenges. First are those risks that have to do with the outputs from these systems. We know that they're not always going to be accurate. We know that sometimes there can be toxicity and biased outputs from these systems. So we pay a lot of attention to addressing that and doing all we can, and we're doing a lot of research to address that. Second, we also think a lot about the possibility of misuse, because some of these same technologies, you know, take something that we actually talked about at I/O, Universal Translator, which is an incredibly useful technology that allows the ability to dub and help learners learn speech across different languages, be able to translate and so forth, which is incredibly helpful. But the same technology can be misused to create deep fakes. So we pay a lot of attention to putting guardrails, to making sure that it's only available to authorized partners. The other thing that we also pay a lot of attention to is the possibility that, in fact, there may be second order effects to these technologies that we have not yet fully understood collectively as a society.
James Manyika at Google. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.